I was a little stunned to learn that there are 3.6 million regular cyclists in Australia. I was stunned to learn that because I'm so terrified of riding on a road myself. I can't believe 3.6 million people want to do it. But even more terrifyingly is, according to some research from findit.com.au, nearly a third of those people have had a near-miss incident with a car on our roads. The research also looked into attitudes to cycling safety in Australia and found that three-quarters of Aussie drivers believe that roads are too dangerous for cyclists. To find out more, I'm joined by Bessie Hassan from findit.com.au. Bessie, good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
Can you delve a little bit deeper into some of the stats you got out of your research?
Sure. Did a study of 2010 adults in Australia and found that 2 in 5 Australian drivers have had an accident or a near miss with a cyclist. So that actually equates to 1.44 million cyclists who've had a run-in or almost had a run-in with a car on our roads. It's quite staggering, isn't it?
It's absolutely staggering. I mean, the attitudes towards it as well impressed me, the idea that it's too dangerous for cyclists.
That's right. So nearly three quarters, 73% of Aussies believe the roads are too dangerous for cyclists, and 60% of Aussies think that cyclists should be paying mandatory registration to ride on the roads. It's interesting to note that 49% of those who are currently a cyclist or have cycled in the past are also in agreement about mandatory registration and insurance. And they want that to be required to be able to ride a bike on the road.
Is there any bike insurance at the moment? Does such a thing exist?
No, it doesn't, and it's quite a controversial one. It's such a controversial topic for cyclists and drivers alike, and it does pop up from time to time. I used to work in local government and it would come up at council meetings, but the path that we seem to be taking now is trying to introduce safer cycling lanes and bike paths and things like that before we go down the mandatory registration route.
Well, safety does seem more essential to me. I mean, mandatory registration won't improve safety. It'll just improve recognition and culpability for anyone involved in an accident, surely.
Yeah, look, it's an interesting one. And driving near a cyclist, we've all been there. It can be a pretty stressful experience for drivers and bike riders alike. But getting our heads around bike safety and ensuring that we're both following the road rules is a start. We know that deaths are down. The last 5 years, we've seen these numbers drop consecutively, which is great news. And we do think that's due to, the new bike paths and a commitment to safer roads for cyclists.
Now, Sydney, often we focused on cycling here. I mean, Sydneysiders have, a very unique attitude towards sharing the road with cyclists. Did your research look sort of outside of city areas, or were you mainly CBD-based?
We did. It was a national survey, and you're right, particularly in those inner city suburbs, riding a bike into work is very much becoming the norm. A lot of properties don't have car spaces. The people who are living in these areas are very happy to be trading in cars for bikes as a health and lifestyle choice as well. So we are going to see more of this continue in the coming years as well.
And do you think that means we're going to see more of a focus from local governments on making sure that that safety is out and about and that we are keeping cyclists, alive and well?
Yeah, I personally do. I think we've seen great inroads there, particularly from, those councils in the inner city. There's no avoiding the fact that there are more and more cyclists every year and they're becoming quite prominent on the road, so safety is of utmost importance. We will see more of that continue and more bike paths as well.
Were you a little surprised, just finally, that Aussie drivers think roads are too dangerous for cyclists but don't seem to realise that maybe they're the danger?
That's an interesting one, isn't it? It could be a real combination of, careless bike riders, careless drivers alike. But the key there is knowing the road rules and obeying the road rules. And for cyclists, that can mean, protecting your head at all times. Sounds like a simple tip, but it could really make all the difference. And things like not riding with your headphones on, not wearing black, making sure you're always visible. These initiatives are already making a difference. We're seeing the numbers of deaths fall, which is fantastic news, but we are still seeing a high number of near misses and accidents. So we want to reduce this number even further.
Let's get that down to zero, hopefully. Bessie, fascinating research from finder.com.au. Thank you very much for chatting this morning.
Thanks so much, Nick.
Thank you. Bessie Hassan there, as I said, from Finder, talking about a little bit of research into attitudes to cycling safety on both sides of the fence. Yikes. And if you are riding your bike in this morning, please be careful. I do get really, really nervous sometimes whenever I think about it. I've ridden around the CBD once. The minute a bus comes beside you, it's like a T-Rex coming down in Jurassic Park. It's really quite alarming.